If you have a general comment on an item that is not listed on the agenda, you may provide your comment during the public comment portion of the meeting. Public comment should be directed to the board rather than to individuals. Please understand there are applicable laws and limited actions that we may take during tonight's meeting. Thus, we may be legally prohibited from acting on a concern that you may have tonight. However, your concern may become a topic of discussion at a future board meeting after we have had a chance to list the item on the agenda. Should you wish to comment on this meeting, please fill out an electronic, our electronic speaker here, I think it's working, so we have forms in the back if you wish to speak. Please fill them out and bring them up to the staff or to me directly. You will be called by me when it is your turn to speak, and I'll go by the number that you listed on the speaker card as to the agenda item you wish to speak on. Please be sure to place the number, if any of you are going to fill out any of those speaker cards, place the number of the agenda item on the speaker card. If you intend to speak on any item, you must submit your speaker request prior to the start of the meeting or at least prior to the time that I call the item up for discussion. When a person is speaking, they are entitled to courtesy and respectfully refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, please take the discussion outside while our meeting is in session. We treat one another with respect. That means we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil action. Last but not least, please switch your cell phone sign on ringers to vibrate or silence. Alright? So, so now we will call the meeting to order. We have Commissioner Call.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Bittman? Absent. Commissioner Schaefer? Absent. Commissioner DeVito?
Here.
Commissioner Webby? Absent. Commissioner Regalado?
Here.
Commissioner Abakia Nolte?
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you. Item number three on the agenda says that we had discussion with any neighborhood council that has submitted a resolution or a community impact statement that they filed with the city clerk, which relates to any agenda item listed or being considered on the agenda for the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners. I am assuming we have no community impact statements.
That's it.
Thank you. Item number four is a multiple agenda item, and I don't have any speakers for that. That's where you can speak for a couple of 5 minutes on multiple items. But I see the number of items item by item. So that's number four. Number five, I don't believe we have any representatives here from the mayor, city council, or whatever city representative. Number six says, discussion with various East Los Angeles area neighborhood representatives who wish to report concerns, operations, and best practices. Neighborhood council representatives, there's a questionnaire that you could have or should have completed. If you have some issue that you wish to speak about, but this is unrelated to other issues that you may have come to the meeting tonight to talk about. This is just if you have some concerns or some project that you're involved in that you think is the best practice that you want to share. Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jose Rosso Polito. I'm actually
going to say, I just want to make a comment that Commissioner Minshaker just arrived and it was 6:45.
But don't twist the mic.
My name is Jose Rosso Polito. I'm actually the treasurer for the Mobile Council and also
Regarding that, we are volunteers in this, and we invested a lot, extraordinary amount of time, a lot of our volunteer work, and streamlining the process as far as obtaining contacts, where we can streamline the process and actually get point of contacts at departments to make our volunteer roles a lot easier would be extremely helpful. I know that we've requested this from Dunn before, and also from other departments, and it's always kind of a battle with the city department when we're trying to work with them and as far as working against them. That's one of the things. Another issue would be that we have been working with our CD office here, and as you can tell, we don't have Wi-Fi, which is a major concern for us, because we do have a lot of documents, as you know, we have different agendas, but to save the earth and also just to streamline everything else, we would like to have access to Wi-Fi, so maybe if either John or Mark can assist with that. I know there's a council file for shared spaces. I'm not quite sure if it does fully incorporate that, but that would be another extremely good thing to have, especially since we were not quite sure if we're able to nominate LA, the most technology advanced the city, right? But we, it's 2018 and we'll have a Wi-Fi and CD office.
Any other general comments or concerns from members of council in this area? Okay. Anyone here for the budget act, please? I didn't see anyone.
Not yet. I mean, we just had our first meeting yesterday, last night, at the Dunn offices, and it was just a lot of housekeeping items, just starting to get our majors inside. It's my first year joining the budget advocates, and I'm excited. Just want to provide my input and have a voice for the inside.
We have a meeting in August, I'm thinking.
We have a meeting the first Mondays of the month, and also the third Saturday. So.
Thank you.
Well, Jeff, thank you for being here because we are next just outside the street.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that will become
Trinidad after Bernard Street, followed by the Los Angeles Korean Parade is scheduled for Saturday, October 6, 2018. But we need traffic signal lights modification with flashing red lights and flashing yellow lights with the street closure intersection blockage of Olympic Boulevard westbound side from Vermont Avenue to Western Avenue of Olympic and Normandy is street closure, flashing red lights require street festival and central performance TV stage. And then the Sigavia part of LA will enter Olympic Boulevard from Broadway to Western Avenue with Olympic crossing point, including Vermont Avenue, but flashing red lights required on Olympic Boulevard between Broadway and Western, including the intersection blockage on Olympic and Normandy, Korean Park, Los Angeles Street Festival Park, along the Sigavia part of LA. We need the future Sigavia bus serving Olympic Boulevard, Korean Park, Los Angeles, with the street closures and blockage between Vermont and Western Avenue and Olympic Normandy requires the Korean Park LA Street Hub Festival, Bicycle Festival next to Seoul International Park starting on December 2nd and beyond in the future after North Broadway and Vermont Street traffic signal lights are too small needs to be upgraded with the new 12 inches large size gigantic huge signal lights. It is very removable and also the intersection can be changed and modified with the new Bernard Street back street entrance accessible to the United Solano Walls and the Chinatown Central Plaza East Block building, high-rise countertop, and the Metro Goldwyn Station. The letter, I gave it to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. Yeah. If not, I'm talking about email you the copies of the project site. This was the big concern for Chinatown.
Grant Authority of Mary's List.
primary capital level. So this is basically Mary was a board member, but you were also under council, and she put together what is a list for new refugees that were settling in the area. So if they needed certain household items, they would create a wish list, and then she would activate neighbors to help fulfill the wish list and also to meet the new refugees who are moving into the neighborhood. And since City of Los Angeles, they're moving all throughout the City of Los Angeles, and they're hoping that their neighborhood council will activate and create a wish list for them and the other councils as well. We have her
my partner, the Department of Mayor Brown. I want to thank all the mayor councils for all the leadership and efforts on the resiliency liaison positions. We'll have a meeting with the mayor's office on resiliency on Tuesday, August 14th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Ron Teeth Auditorium. On every council, mayor council liaisons, but we're doing resiliency, and everybody's interested is invited, and we look forward to our robust conversation that day. Thank you.
Any questions from the commissioners?
Oh, just one last motion. This came, was introduced this week. Councilmember Corretz, it's relative to hate crime tracking and reporting, and it's instructing the police department with assistance of the city attorney and the department of tax to report on the feasibility of providing training to city of the officers, neighborhood prosecutors, and neighborhood council board members on ways to encourage individuals to report hate crimes and on ways to partner with criminal organizations to fight hate crimes in our neighborhoods. So that is Council Call 18-0720. In case any other councils have want to take action, I think they should provide their recommendation. Council Call number is 18-0720. And then I think this council bob will pretty quickly, but if you're here at council on the next week, on the 2019 online voting pilot, that's council bob number 15-1022-S3. Any other questions? Thank you.
To
reduce, make changes due to the lack of voter participation and low voter turnout in the Labor Council election. So they felt by changing everything from the representatives at large, they would be able to gather more support and more interest. The department finds that, again, that they are in performance and recommend that they that the submission is approved of their request and change their voter structure.
I have a question. I'm going to try to understand. So if everything is changed to at large, wouldn't there be a possibility that the new council could be overloaded with one type of community input instead of being diversified?
Well, they have 11 residential seats and 11 at large. I think, again, this way they feel that everyone throughout the community would be able to.
So basically, by having that marked, it means that it's open to everyone. It could be a business, it could be a teacher, it could be a residential.
Sure.
So it's just open, it makes it easier for having more members.
I guess my question is, if everything is at large and it could be open to everybody who is in education, but suppose all the at large people are doing all from business. Or they're all
from
education.
So basically, if you want it at art, it's just open up broad. They're versus being specific, versus being just church, or versus just being a school community. It's just open for everyone to any that person could be a business owner, could be a resident. It just makes it easier. It sounds like they just want to make it easier so they can keep moving forward.
Where they state that the positions are open to stakeholders of the suggest considering a position to open to your stakeholders to the neighborhood council. Period.
I did speak with the neighborhood council president for clarification on that definition, and it is open to those who live and work.
I understand what your intent is.
And so you can clean up the.
I understand what your intent is. What I'm saying is perhaps they should clarify their intent so that someone looking at it in the future who has control of their elections doesn't interpret it in the way that they didn't wish it to be.
Right, and we would clear that up with this.
Get rid of some of that language.
I'm sorry?
Get rid of some of that.
Yes.
Ridiculous language.
We'll clear that.
Commissioner Ryan Director, I would like to make a motion. Yes, as I just thought, this is a crazy issue with the Director. I just want to clarify that item number two is not a format 12. It is something that the department typically reviews and is not really a commission review, so whatever you decide to exclude them, that's item number two.
My motion would be to accept the bylaws amended and board structures changed for the people in the neighborhood council in regarding increasing their total board size for members, decreasing board size from 24 to 22.
Is there a second?
So, any further discussion on the particular motion?
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. So, we have thank you. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure the order. All right, number 11.
Jason Gary.
was put in active through reforms of training for both chairs and vice chairs. I think it should also include presidents and vice presidents because they act as ex officio if they run for the council. So they should be informed about what the duties are for the planning and use committee chair position. We should also include in training common terms that we come across as chair, CUP, what the definitions are, and such as those. You should expand upon what the conflict of interest are. Earlier this year, there's a property that's going to go to the Air Council that's within 100 feet of my home. So as chair, I'm not entirely sure of how to pass on to something else, how to deal with the advocate, because you are in contact at all or not, you're handing off to a president or an individual. So there's little things like that. There's also things like the city council makes motions and new items. They're very unique. So that should be the chair of the remainder of the committee should be one of the things was to get more clarity on that. The reason why is
deal with a lot of libraries here. We're fortunate to utilize their space, but that was another non-topic in the equity funding groups, where a lot of the neighborhood councils were from utilizing 30-40% of their budget, 40-50% of their budget, to rent space, even regardless if that was for luxury or for necessity, not quite sure. But that's also another thing that was proposed through the equity funding as possibly setting aside funds for operational expenses. And 11I, to develop a single point of contact between the agencies and state departments, like the government social lab, it'll make our volunteer jobs a lot easier. So thank you.
Community organizations, churches, social gatherings, and so on. Korea
town is not just a place where we live, work, or own property. It is a mecca in which people from all over California, as well as from other states and countries, come to shop, attend school, engage in community events, and socialize. On June 19th, many senior citizens who live outside the boundaries of WCKNC stood outdoors in line and during triple-digit heat so they could cast their votes and voice their opinions regarding the Wilshire Center Little Anchorage Neighborhood Council subdivision position. There are also people who live only a block outside the WCKNC boundaries who voted with the community interest as community interest stakeholder eligibility, who, if Mr. Rue's reform passes, would prohibit them from participating in future NC elections. Therefore, due to the unique, long-standing history, involvement, participation, contributions, and rich cultural diversity from the community of various people, whether Korean or non-Korean, who have stayed in and have been connected and involved in and with the growth, development, and sustainment of WCK at large, we urge you to deny the Councilman Rue's proposal to eliminate the community interest stakeholder voting eligibility. And so that, you know, just basically stating that there's a lot of people in particularly the Wilshire Center, Koreatown area that are, that do not necessarily live in the area, but they come and they do quite a bit of business there. They contribute quite a bit. I myself live in LA County, but not within the area, and I do a lot. And I'm here, you know, to basically represent, you know, that group of people who may not be able to attend the meetings here. So, thanks for your time.
Excuse me, did you, that's all you read. Do you have a live testimony that you could submit?
We emailed this, several of us had emailed this to the WCKSC, the bylaws committee. So I know that they have it. But if you like, we can, you know, I can email it to you directly. Yeah. So if I get this to someone's email, I just have to make sure that I go.
Commissioner Schaefer has a question. Mr. Chairman, I have a clarifying question.
Yes, sir.
The motion in some way seems to be two parts. One is to do away with the current community interest stakeholder, and two, within certain parameters, allow all neighborhood councils to define additional stakeholders beyond who lives, works, and owns property. Do you have an objection to that also?
You know, as far as all across Los Angeles and all the other neighborhood councils, I can't really speak for those neighborhoods. I'm only here to represent and I can speak for the WCK. And because of the size and the population and the number that represents WCK, I think that at least for the Wilshire Center Koreatown area, we would like to see that it would be considered somehow either redefining or kind of making it, the term community interest stakeholder really holds something to us. And so whether it's maybe it's a redefining, possibly maybe what's more required versus eliminating it, but the main voice that we wanted to express there, not to eliminate that phrase, but that gender title. That would be number one. And then maybe like further down the road we can work on the redefining. I know that particular is trying to as well.
Thank you.
the letter or a community policy, and I do not know if they've submitted it yet to the board commissioner. Do they have not?
Thank you for being here and representing your area and making sure from Orange County. I really appreciate that, and I look forward to more information coming at our next meeting, which will be in the Korea Town Service.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much.
Community all while he and Weezer have done such a good for this community.
I'll take a look around the community, see all the goddamn fucking trash. That's something a part of your neighborhood council's action is to empower me, a white Negro politician, Armando Berman, to work in favor of what's correct politically. But see, these folks don't know that. They're blind, they're deceived by the liar Satan Jose Guizar, who kicked me out of plumb today simply because I say his dumbass child is retarded. Maybe if you stop fucking drinking, asshole, don't get a DUI, you wouldn't have problems in the community. If you wouldn't offer excessive alcoholism in our communities and put a bar here, a bar there, a restaurant with a bar, and a fucking club with a bar selling more fucking alcohol to the neighborhood, we would all have neighborhood empowerment. But as you see, we're controlled by the mafia, psychedelic wetback, Jose Weezoff. And after all these years of my living in this fucking district, I finally get a proud stance to stand before this neighborhood nigger council and say what I feel. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. My name is Craig Scott. I would like to hear Commissioner speak on some of the thoughts you're having now at this point in the process. Your agenda does say discussion.
Gentlemen, from the grant now on an amount of charity,
and we'll have three or four public hearings, and we'll get all the information, and we'll make a decision. So I just purposely kind of put it out of my mind to listen. At our last meeting, which was a forum where we did have a public hearing on this particular file number, and we do have notes, and it's online, on what was said. And a lot of people come in at the same time, and one side has one view, one side has the other view, and so it's something that we have to weigh. But I think I would like to hear everybody. We have the number of public hearings that we said we were going to have before we start weighing in on this stuff. And even Commissioner Derek Peters was concerned about one item.
I'll bring it up.
But you might be concerned about all of them, but you were really concerned about one item. And so, that's something that we can discuss, but I would rather get all the information on all the items and try to make a decision. I think you want to try to find out where we are now as it stands, and maybe somebody is somewhere further along than I am. But I'm not at that point where I can say, oh yeah, I agree, and I particularly need to understand this the definition of the community interest stakeholder. I'm nowhere on that yet. So I'm particularly interested in that and what that means. And so I certainly couldn't weigh in on that. And to be perfectly honest, we had even a conflict tonight. We have a section where it's talked about adjusting the neighborhood council bylaws to ensure equitable distribution of ward seats. And we already talked about one neighborhood council, and I haven't had one of our seats. That's not equitable distribution. So there's a lot of discussion that has to be made before I feel comfortable with, saying anything. So that's, thank you for learning our opinions so soon. I'm absolutely surprised. Any other comments from any of the other commissioners on number 11? We now go to item.
The other thing I would suggest to the public commission, some of them were not at the last meeting, and there was a whole lot of conversation. All of which was recorded, it might run on some, and I don't listen to the recording. Amazing how much went on, it was a lively discussion.
And just a clarification, it is online because the decision told me they were interested in what was said at the last meeting, and went online and found all the remarks. So thank you, Billy, for getting everything online in a quick manner. That's a whole lot of discussion. Okay. We are now on item number 12. Discussion possible action to define the types and duration of contact necessary to constitute substantial and ongoing participation for a community interest stakeholder as authorized under the City Administrative Code Title 28, Article 2, Section 22-806. Under the Administrative Code sections, a community interest stakeholder is defined as a person who affirms a substantial and ongoing participation within the neighborhood council boundaries, and who may be in a community organization such as, but not limited to, educational, nonprofit, and/or religious organization. The purpose of this hearing will be to gather input from the public and neighborhood council members for suggestions on how to identify the types and duration of contacts needed for substantial and ongoing participation that a community interest stakeholder must have in order to participate in the neighborhood council system. And this was a duty or an obligation that the city council asked us to look at the definition of substantial and ongoing. And so that's what we are in the middle of doing, and we hope to get this part done even before Councilman's other resolutions, because this would impact how we do the elections, the upcoming elections for the neighborhood councils. So I have some speaker cards. We're hopeful to talk about this particular one.
Number 12, let's do German first.
You know what's pathetic about stakeholders? Is that stakeholders don't represent Boyle Heights. They don't. You have a drunk councilman, sexual harasser, pays off $187,000 for free settlement outside and doesn't return the money back to our community. And yet we let that sexual motherfucker into City Hall. And that's what you call interest of stakeholders? I don't call that interest stakeholders. No fucking way. That's why Mr. Falvo, who works for the Deputy City Attorney's Office and my fear of terrorists, continues to incarcerate minorities, especially African Americans. The highest percentage of African Americans, my brothers, my neighbors, who are incarcerated due to lack of education and more so jobs. So how do I come into the picture for jobs and interest as a stakeholder? I put a fucking ceiling in this $1 million building and get people to work. That's one idea. The other idea is my purpose of hearing today. That purpose is talking about Jose's bald, fat ass doing nothing for the community. Look at the other sidewalks. Look at the danger to public safety. And yet, tonight we're housing nights out with the cops who fought cadets. Police officers taking young children, your daughters, to their home for events and having sexual relationships with 16-year-old girls and under. Why is that? Because they can't read or write. Why? Because as you mentioned, Ms. Atkins, LAUSD has failed our population of children, and now they fucking can't read or write. And that's the reason why you have all these after-school fucking programs, because you have educators who don't educate appropriately to make it a significant impact in our community.
So we went down to Wilshire neighborhood, Wilshire Koreatown, and that weedy shows up and sits in the corner. She listens to all the Koreans getting involved in their business, and they oppose this item. And she tried to go around the room working for her and Jason Wesson, who's a terrorist, the goddamn fool from CDT. Another terrorist. But look at your city council for a second. David Grooms arrested for rape. The victim's unknown, but Mr. Wesson knows that. And so if David Grooms gets out of line, a press conference with the victim would be all he needs to end his political career, so he's paying off. Then you got Curry Price, another fool. Then you got Jose Rizar in a third-minute complaint of General Jefferson City of Los Angeles conspiring to take and overturn an election, a lawful election, stealing the votes of the homeless down at Skid Row denominator of the castle. And then we get this indignation. We even won't say hello. She don't say shit because she knows when I'm there and he's there or he's there, we ain't fucking fools. Look around the back of this goddamn street and look at the fifth of the trash. Look at the goddamn cops out from First Street. Like everybody's happy. Nobody got jobs. It's all been stolen and given to the pigeons. All the money's stolen. So what is a stakeholder? A stakeholder is any fucking thing we decide to be. I can be a stakeholder here, and tomorrow I can be a stakeholder there. But if I try to do this shit in Beverly Hills, they put a ton up my fucking head as it should be. Because in those nice areas like Santa Clarita, West Hills, they don't let motherfuckers like me stay in there. So I have to come to the ghetto. The only place you can live are cops.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Helen.
I'm here to state my opinion on the amendment recommendation from Councilman Room. As was stated before, we had a subdivision election that was held July 19th. And we had many stakeholders who did not live within the boundary, the active boundary of WPA-CNC. Just in common language, I don't know what will be the appropriate language for the amendment or what will be the appropriate language of that expert in writing this type of but my opinion is that we would like to keep the stakeholdership community interest as the way it is. Although the Busher Curry Town Community Council boundary is by far the biggest among the 97 neighborhood councils. However, the boundary itself is not big enough to include all those who have stakeholdership in our town. Many who live one block, two blocks, three blocks outside of the area, they do still participate in the town. They walk, they eat, they go to sleep, they go to school, they go to churches here. We have about 300 churches here in, just in the vicinity of WPCKNC, not maybe just per se within, but within a mile and a half to a 2.5 diameter, the radius within the our neighbor council. There's those churches, just churches alone, they hold in most many different age groups and residents of our town. There's also many different senior homes and houses right outside of the neighborhood council who actually participated in the election on the 19th, which led and paved the way for the rest of the residents to come and join on the election, which was not something that was even heard of. We didn't even know it existed, such as neighborhood council, let alone subdivision election.
Churches. And I keep saying churches, it's not because they live here,
but they do come to churches every day. That's just one example. They come to church, and that's the emphasis. That's where they change their information. And that's where they get and talk to. There's mothers groups we've got within the church. There's parenting groups within the church. They use church facilities to come and do all their community outreach, community connection, community education, and information sharing. We don't have like recreation centers. Like Jewish community, they have big centers that offer different types of programs, which is not available in Korean culture. So churches is a shame.
Yeah. People in the big town are being harassed, intimidated, and forced to follow city rules, but by violation of organization criminals called Herman Jason Weston, a fucking fool from CD10. The president who runs City Hall calls himself a white man, but he's actually an asshole. Why do I have to say that? Because I personally know Herman Jason Weston. Defaulted on his credit cards, he's trying to extort money from B1 communities so that he can live in his fucking Russian empire and take advantage of Koreans. Koreans are nice people, especially when they're immigrant and are here with their entitlements, saying, fuck your homeless encampment, take it to Boyle Heights. But no, Boyle Heights is saying, fuck you, Weston, shove it back to the city of LA. Why don't you build a homeless camp on Parker Center so that white niggers can live happily ever and have the so-called lifestyle of what you built downtown, Weezer? Fiesta Broadway, Fiesta North Korea. This way, people really understand what the hell's happening to our city or what's taking place in your community. You don't have a right to vote. You don't have a right to say shit. Because the moment you speak against the political empire of LA, they attack. They send the police, the popo to your community and use so-called enforcement. And that enforcement means they rule by the guns and tasers that I mentioned under 42 U.S.C. 14141. Baltimore police taking advantage of innocent people. Fuck you, Herman.
Filing and not to the first election, because these rules must be established